Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Well, good morning to you. Is it really Friday already? Free for all Friday here at Blog Talk Radio? I love it. I love Free for All Friday. It's one of my favorite days. Free for All Friday means you, my friends, get to take the microphone shortly after my monologue. Very shortly after my monologue. So be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Everybody ready? All right, good. I'm glad you are. Oh, wow. What a night. Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63. Oh, my God, she wasn't yet in kindergarten. What a lady, what a night. Oh, man, just fighting for breath, you know? How you doing today? You know, I love that we human beings have these amazing, God, we have such great potential. Hanging out with the little children at the store. What the heck is a child doing coming into a resale shop that doesn't have candy or soda pop? What would they be doing there? Because they're on the quest for knowledge. The quest for knowledge. Oh, my God, do you know how much fun the quest for knowledge is? Do you do it every day? Or are you just hanging out, letting your mind be lazy? When we were kids, we were searching for anything and everything to learn, to try, to grow. Developmental learning. Ah, beyond that, we had this other learning where we thought of something and we figured out a way to get it. We saw something, we figured out a way to create it. We had to go somewhere else sometimes to get the knowledge we needed. If our teachers didn't bring it to us, we could get into books. Today they can get into the internet and learn something in a matter of seconds that would take me a day or two to get to. Because I didn't have a way to get to the library without the help of, well, we had the school library, but it wasn't always good enough. I had to get to the public library, called it the public library. Getting to the public library, I could know more. In about third or fourth grade, oh my gosh. We had a set of encyclopedias come into the house. What a deal, because I'd already studied the dictionary as deep as I could go. So when I got a set of encyclopedias, what a thrill. I actually kind of got interested in school because I could learn as quick as my mind wanted to go instead of waiting for the car to get me to town. I realize some of you kids might have grown up in the town with the library, but it was 5 miles away from me. It wasn't just a quick little bike ride around the block or two. The quest for knowledge. Do you realize that it's the quest for knowledge that makes people successful? That quest for knowledge. It's just the quest for knowledge that makes someone successful. When you fail to be on that quest, you don't have this exhilaration for life. I'm convinced of it. I watch the children in their quest for knowledge. It's so exciting. It's so very exciting. There's nothing like it, watching them. Nothing like it. So Get on board. Get on board with the children. Get on board. Get in their heads. Listen to them. Like we wanted to be listened to. I got to teach them children what it means to interrupt. I let them know that it is okay to interrupt an adult if it's done properly. And how to walk around some people talking. They get to go behind the people instead of right in the middle. You know, you can always find your way around a crowd by going around the crowd to get to the front of a crowd. And there are the people that try to walk down the middle of a crowd. You can do that too. You got to know how to get somewhere. And our children understand what it is to get some way, their way, to get somewhere where they want to go. And so when we decide that we're going to get behind them, Katie, bar the door. These children, I'm telling you, these children are going to bring us so many values. We won't know what to do with them all. How cool is that? It's a simple paradigm shift of believing in our future, the children. It's a simple equation. Someday they're going to be at the top of our nation. Why not let it happen while they're young so they don't fall to peer pressure? I don't see a reason. I just don't see a reason. If you can see a reason why they should be held back, I need to know it. Because I'm searching. I've been searching. And I can remember when there used to be some kids that listened to my radio show. And there's no reason why they can't. I know there's still a few that do. They listen after school. I didn't really think about how they do listen, but they listen to me because they know how special they are. If the parents only realized how special the children were, we'd be out of poverty. We'd be out of disease. We'd be out of terror and crime. We would just be over all those things that do not serve the human species. If we would listen to the children and let them play along with us, all we have to do is listen to our children. That's it. Listening to our children. Why not? It's Free for All Friday. Open mic with Jill Reed. That means you can take the mic and make it happen. What do you want to talk about? Religion and politics? Politics, got that? Polis, what? Political science. It sounds so big and good. What the hell is it? We can talk about the weather or whether your relationship will make it. You want to talk about the environment? We can talk about it all. You can be live on the air today. It's Fridays. All you got to do is press a 1 to have the microphone around here. You can be number 1 at Blog Talk Radio with your host, Jill Reed. I'm always happy to talk to you. And I think I see a number that I haven't seen a lot over the last while. But I think I know this number. Let me see. Good morning.
Good morning. It still beeps the same on my side when you, you know, put me up on mic. Beep. That is so cool. Oh, you know, you talk about the children, and I have to say, yesterday I realized how important curiosity is. I'm standing outside in the alley, and I'm just looking at all these trees changing colors. Now, mind you, it's pretty cold. Not used to it. Not yet, anyway. And I'm sitting there just in awe of just the color change. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go over there and I'm going to start picking up some leaves. I'm going to see if they're all the same. Or I'm going to see if they're all different. Maybe the colors are variated or not. So I started walking down the alley going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, this one's all red and it's got green leaves. You know, the green vein in it. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I started walking some more. And each leaf I picked up, I began to realize that even the leaves are different in color, the vein color, and everything. And I'm like, I feel like a kid. And this is the most wonderful feeling in the world to have that curiosity, having me walk down an alley just to pick up some beautiful leaves. But I took it a step further, Jill. And I said, you know, I had picked up 20 different leaves that were very beautiful. And I said, you know, here's 20 leaves. Imagine how many are on the trees. And if you put that into the perspective of people, imagine how many are in the world that are totally different from each other, but yet a little bit the same. The colors, the variations, and if we all had that curiosity, oh my goodness, imagine what we could do together. Beautiful day yesterday. Beautiful day yesterday and another beautiful day today. I'm enjoying life with my curiosity. So, yes.
It is so exciting.
Bring them out.
Just like you said.
It is?
Yep.
It is.
It is. You know, I love the children that are coming into our life through our resale shop. And I love the breakthroughs that are coming because of it. And I just know that the children, you know, they've always been the future. Just like, okay, the leaves, they have their purpose, right? The tree has its purpose. So do human beings. And so when we think about it from that place, right, that place of power, and you teach the children that, you know, sure, you're right. You look out and you see the trees. There's some that are still brilliant green. But there are other variations that are changing colors. Some of them are already going into their period of dormancy. Mm-hmm. And some aren't. And the same thing happens with people. You don't want to remain dormant for very long.
No.
You want to get that childlike curiosity back. And we can always bring it back by, like you say, just studying something long enough. That's what I was just, we must have been, there we are on another one of those vectors of value creations together, because yesterday was a major day in the project that I have. I was like, oh my gosh, I was on the phone with my dear friend for 3 hours and 33 minutes last night, and it went by in a whiz, and he was taking the notes of what my brain was doing. And he finally said, oh, my God, I'm on overload. I said, oh, yeah, shutdown time. It's all right. My mind will pick right back up, write this number down, and write down this word. I know just where I'm going.
It's a good
and
feeling.
And it was because of the feeling is amazing. So I couldn't go to bed yet. I stayed up for several more hours. I made myself turn the light out. I woke up again early with more thoughts, and I'm like, oh, my God, I see the picture. Do you realize who you met yesterday with this? And what happened because of that? And do you see this whole picture in front of you Wow. And then I take my shower this morning and I went, oh, yeah, remember? Yeah, yeah, that worked so good. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm trying it and I'm going, oh, my silly friend with her wigs. You know, I got an idea because of her, you know, and I just was pulling in the pieces.
And
I know
that
that's
kid,
the way you think,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you
that
think that way, too.
That I've been on a roll.
See,
I really
know
have.
There's lots of people, right? But we both know there's lots of people out here who think like this. And the ones who don't,
yeah,
it's okay. They don't have to catch up to us. We'll make it easy for them. We'll set them free. Okay? that's the way history's always worked.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it has to go to a deeper level than what we've done in the past. I even had this whole picture of President Lincoln. It was all there this morning. Because I love to go around and share with someone when I'm talking to them in a very soft voice that, you know, I look at them and I tap my arm and I say, you know, I didn't have a choice about what color my largest organ was going to be. But I have a choice about how I use something that we have that's the same. And now they're starting to reply to me, I didn't have a choice either. Whether it's been good or bad, I didn't have a choice. And I said, and you know what? That choice shouldn't even matter. It shouldn't be a separation when there's only one male, female. And
right,
they're getting it. They're grasping it. It's as easy as when I told people or asked people, do you believe you should prosper and live happily? And they would say yes. And you were right out there with me trying that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You knew they wanted
oh, yeah.
prosperity and happiness.
They
the
still
ones
do.
Who never tried it, they don't know what we know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, they still do. Prosper
they still
and be
want
happy.
It. And there's
yeah.
still the people that won't ask them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's
I've still
even,
the ones
you know,
that won't
even
ask.
Even when in my flea marketing, I will say, wouldn't you want to live happily and just prosper and just, you know, do as you wish that you could do and become? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I never thought of it that way. And they'll think about it without much of a response. And, of course, I don't have to say anymore, you know. And,
right.
and their little minds are going, even in the children. Their minds will start
oh, yeah.
rolling that around, and it's a beautiful sight to see. Just to
well,
see
especially
that.
In the children, because they're not shut down yet.
Oh, I know. I
so
know.
So you tap them, you're setting their minds free.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're
oh,
doing
yeah.
there. You're going to keep them
Definitely.
Free. They're not going to fall
That's
to the trap of not learning.
I know it.
They're not going to fall into it. And you know what? I was thinking about what's cool about the Internet is the children can learn so much more quickly. But we need to help them see their value first. So when they're searching for something that's going to make them happy and prosperous. Amazing
mm-hmm.
stuff coming. Right?
Yes,
we're not going to be able to stop. See, I look at the election this year, and it's not really that much different than any other year, but it is. It is different. There's a businessman, and there's a political lady. There's a lady who's made her living, taken her living, I should say, taken her living by through law.
Mm-hmm.
And law is control. A lawyer is controlled by a judge. Their career is controlled by a judge. And so they're even controlled, but they don't think it. So they think if they get to the top through Congress, Senate, you know, those that Congress, or they become the president, that they can make it all right, but they don't realize that they're the problem. They're not the solution. They're the problem. They believe that if they do things for the people, that they'll solve this mess. They can't do anything for the people. All children become of value through commerce. What is commerce? That's the exchange of value. All kids feel happiness, love, and pride when they made something that was really cool that they gave to a parent for a special day or just because they felt like being special to their parents. All children know that feeling. And they generally put their mind to work when they did it. And they went to a higher level of understanding, knowledge. How cool is it, right?
It's cool.
How cool
it's
is
cool.
It that our children could save us from this mess of politics? And I see it. I see this huge picture. It's coming in. Because, boy, I spent some of my money I shouldn't have spent to go to Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago. I might be doing without one piece of technology for just a little bit. But in being without it, there's freedom like never before. Oh, yeah. The distraction of text messages from and going out from me, they're not there.
It's a good feeling,
oh,
though.
My.
It's a good feeling, that freedom when you walk out. It's a good feeling to learn from that experience of saying, well, I'm going to do without. And then you realize doing without certainly feels good. I feel free. And wow, I didn't realize because I was so into it. And now that I've walked away from it for a few, I'm realizing there's even more freedom. So, yeah. I've done that before. I've walked away from all that technology going, oh, gosh, you know, I'm really missing it. But then I realize I can do this, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that. And it moves me forward even more. I learn.
Yeah.
I learn from everything. That's the curiosity
right.
in me.
When there's a void, when there's a void, we can feel it. And we can fill it. When there's a void, we feel it and we fill it. That's the role of consciousness. That's us. That's human beings. We're not like the other animals. We're not like the trees with their leaves that fall. We don't have to fall. We don't have to fall. We can lift up our children and be lifted up. We have to stop lifting up the politicians. All children become of value through commerce, the exchange of values. In the freedom that they're provided that we don't have as adults. Think on that one. Children, they get a little money. They get to decide how to spend it. When they get a dollar, that dollar's theirs. I don't say as their parent, give me my 12 cents on that. Right? I don't.
Yeah.
None of us did that. Give me my 10 cents from the, you go, you come back with my 10 cents. We didn't really do that. We might have been wise to have done that and put it away for the rainy day fund, right? But we give them a dollar, it's theirs to spend. They have to get wise when they have a little money, and they tend to spend it more wisely than some adults. When they get the dollar, they're not tethered to anyone. Unless they're supposed to go buy something for someone. Like, I need you to go to the store and get Grandpa cough drops. Right? Then that kid is on a mission for someone else. And it was someone the child loves. So the child willingly goes because guess what they get when they get back? Love. For the value that they just created out of nothing from somebody else's money, right? And those little kids get to feel the awesome emotions of being of value. We have to make sure they feel them. And then they'll feel the needs of society. And I realize that it's when you feel your emotions and you see where the problem is, the what is of life, then all kinds of things fall into place, that bigger pictures are seen, that more values can be created than ever before. And so Imagine if we just let the little children be like this. And by the way, anyone that wants to weigh in on this conversation, feel free. Feel free. You press the star one. Glad you're here with us. I'm joined by, well, Sabrina. She used to do Free for All Friday. And she's very good in art in many forms. Verbal, visual, audio, kinesthetic, touching.
Mm-hmm.
She creates art that you want to touch. Okay? Some people's art's on the wall and you want to go into the scene. Her art can be on the wall and you want to touch it. Let me tell you that from a kinesthetic person. She has a way of touching people with her art. She touches their senses. And if you really pay attention to it, you build concepts from your percepts, those feelings that come by looking at her art. And I know she can get better and better at that. I know that. She can literally touch the hearts of people in a bigger way than she already is when they see her art today, because she will always be expanding her nature and is aware of nature. The nature of all of nature. So she has a way of touching people that a lot of people can't do or don't do. They don't know. They can't do it because they don't know what they don't know. Let's put it that way.
Right.
If we live our life based on I don't know what I don't know and I'm always trying to learn, life is full of happiness and prosperity. Because that curious mind that she just spoke about continues to gain knowledge, continues to grow, and could grow without limits if we didn't have to die. Why do we really have to die? I'm curious, right? I haven't understood it since I was a little girl, and I still don't. When my grandpa died, first an uncle, then my best friend, well, I had my own share of problems with breathing, but an uncle who would bounce me on his knee, right, if you want to say that. Then my neighbor girl, the girl that was born in March and I was born in October, so she got to go off to kindergarten while I had to stay home. But we were on the same level. We were on the same level, right? I knew it. So I got to play with her baby sister who was younger than me. Well, I was grateful to have her, right? And so when she went off to school one day and her daddy wasn't there at night and he was never coming home because he was killed in an oil field rig accident, I knew there was something wrong with death. And then every death that came, I knew there was something really wrong with death. And I just think it's time that we set the children free to become more when they're little so that they can do more in their lifetimes than being held back in the schools. So I'm on a quest, and Sabrina's on a quest, and I know there are people all across the world that are on a quest to save our very lives, because if that shouldn't be the quest for us, what is our quest? And you know what? Yes, we should be happy. We should be prosperous. We should have romantic love. We could have it all if we just didn't follow the people that know nothing that hold us back. Business is where it happens. I may not like the way that Donald Trump speaks, but I think it's interesting that we have a battle between business and politics. And what is political science anyway? Sabrina, I love having you on. You're always welcome.
I love
to
being here.
If you ever want it again, anytime, speak up.
Oh, yes. I would love to do it sometime soon. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm flea marketing, I'm running, and it's like life is beautiful. And anytime I can be here is like a wonderful piece for my day. So, yes, great.
And you share value when you come here, and we appreciate you. So, have an awesome weekend. Have a prosperous weekend. Have you. And romantic one. Every one of you.
I'm just going to have fun.
It's Halloween. I can
I'm
imagine.
Play.
I know you created tie-dye.
I'm playing. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, I made a whole ton of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Get that out there.
I learned of a place that you need to know about. 314-448-1462. Give me a shout. 314-448-1462. Shout out, May.
Okay.
Got something you could use that I know will help you.
Awesome.
It worked for
appreciate
us yesterday.
That.
Woo, woo, you bet.
Woo.
Talk to you soon. Have a good weekend, everyone. Thanks for being here. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
All right.